So, Hank Seaman, can you just give us the thumbnail sketch of how much money the county just got and what it's for?
Sure. So, yesterday, the state agency that approves transportation funding for the regions approved an allocation of $2 million for Humboldt County to do the engineering design, the technical studies, and the environmental permitting for the southern segment of the Humboldt Bay Trail.
And this goes basically from like Target or the Blue Ox or that region up to Braycut, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So this is not shovel in the ground money. This is engineering and research money.
Correct.
Okay. Hank Sims, jump in.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't realized, Hank, that this was a stated priority of the county, or that the county had applied for these monies. I know that's been a sort of a politically fraught issue at times, and I know, you know, with the recent Planning Commission rewrite, I didn't know that the county was applying for this money, actually.
This has been the works for quite a while, actually. There's a report on the County Public Works website. It's called a project study report, and then it's intended to be a synthesis document that really gives the background of how we got to this point and also kind of clearly defines the path forward and the steps required. The funding that was awarded yesterday is a big milestone, and it allows us to keep moving. The reality is this is a complicated project. Just the constrained right-of-way, the resource issues. It's going to take time to develop a feasible project that can get permits, that can get funded, that addresses different issues. So the good news is we're moving forward. And the other good news is that there's just a lot of good coordination right now between City of Eureka, City of Arcata, HCOG, Caltrans. We're working with North Coast Railroad Authority, and there's just a lot of good communication and coordination. So along with our press release yesterday, we released a map showing different pieces of the overall Humboldt Bay Trail from Central Arcata down to the Hixari Trail in Southwest Eureka. And there's each segment is in the works in to varying degree, and there's just a lot of good work in motion.
Hank Seaman, I guess my question would be, because this is like I can't remember a time going, oh my God, there's money in the bank for this section of trail. But the second thought I had was like, hey, what happened to the NCRA? Like, have we crossed that Rubicon?
Well, what happened was, in 2012, NCRA convened a committee to look specifically at the rail around the bay. There was a series of meetings. There were some focused studies. And, what came out of that was the most feasible direction is to pursue a trail project that's consistent with rail operations. And so we've moved forward from that mandate, and we're setting the course for that direction.
But there is no signed understanding with the North Coast Railroad Authority that said, okay, yes, this is it. You can build the trail here. It's been, I know the operator, the NCRA railroad operator has been very bombastic at times about, no, you're not putting a trail next to my railroad.
Well, what I can say is that I think there's been, on behalf of the county, we're making a good faith effort to work together on, advancing our mutual interests. We're working with NCRA, and there's an important precedent that the city of Ukiah just a week or two ago was awarded the first license agreement from NCRA for a rail trail project, Ukiah. So they were on the front line. They worked through the trail guidelines that NCRA has, and they received a consensus support from NCRA and also a big in-person plug of support from John Williams, the owner of NWPCO. So things are shifting, and I think in a really constructive direction.
Okay, so from the standpoint of things are shifting, to me, this is the point where things went from meetings to money. Is that a fair characterization of this, Hank Seaman?
Yes, and I would say that I think it's really clear that the Bay Trail is a regional priority, and it's linked with the corridor improvement project that Caltrans and HCOG are advancing. We saw late last year that securing funds and right-of-way for the Bay Trail became a condition of moving the corridor project forward, and the corridor project has been a priority for over a decade. So they're linked now, and that adds momentum, and working with HCOG and the cities, we found a way to program funds to allow the more detailed design and permitting work to proceed.
So on the Bay Trail map that you guys have up here, this goes all the way from at the south end to the Elk River Road, the end of the Hixari Trail, up to, I think, Foster Avenue in Arcata, yeah?
That's the vision.
And the, from there in Foster Avenue, I mean, it's just, you're just a hop and skip and jump away to the Hammond Trail, right?
Correct.
So this would be, I mean, essentially almost unbroken non-motorized vehicle, non-motorized transportation path all the way from Clam Beach to Elk River. Yeah?
Yes.
That's so amazing.
I know. I just kind of like, I'm like, look, to betray the bias, I'm completely wild about the idea of being able to, you know, ride your bike or run that far. And I just sort of like, I don't want to jinx it. Mm. I'm kind of like trembling, like, it's happening? It's what?
Yeah,
it's
and so,
happening?
So is it happening? What's the timeline now?
You know, the reality is this is a challenging project, and it's a constrained corridor, and the project needs to be designed to be compatible, you know, with the highway, with the railroad. There's private property. There's a lot of resource issues. So, you know, Arcata's project that they got funding for yesterday, and the Eureka projects, you know, those are essentially infill trail projects along the margin of the bay. There's some unique issues just, you know, in terms of the topography and constraints. So it is going to take time, and we're estimating that it's going to take 2 years to work through all those issues and you know, come up with a set of design plans that are feasible.
Hank Sims and Hank Seaman, thank you guys both very much. Hank Seaman in particular.
Yes.
It seems like a complicated project, as you said. Hank, do you have any final questions?
No, thank you. It's exciting.
All right, cool. Hank Seaman, thanks a lot, man.
Anytime, Mike.
Take care.